You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing on this Valentine's Day edition of Fritz and Friends, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going on the phone now to Rod Crittenden, who is Executive Vice President of the Michigan Floral Association. Good evening, Rod. How are you?
Hi, happy Valentine's Day, Cheryl. I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. I got to talk to a jeweler earlier, and now I'm talking to a florist. My life can't get any better.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. I when I spoke to you for a few minutes earlier today, Rod, I said I loved your enthusiasm and even the message on the answering machine at your office. I think everybody was busy when I called at first. It's about flowers, and I love some information you sent to me talking about how flowers just make everybody smile. There have been studies done on this. It's real. It's not just me.
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful thing. You know, we've had studies done at Rutgers University recently, down at Texas A&M, and also out at Harvard University, and all the studies came back showing the same things, that when somebody receives flowers, it's just an immediate emotional impact on their well-being. They smile, and, you know, it just makes them happy. I don't remember ever anybody ever getting flowers and not being happy.
Well, I can't imagine such a thing. Now, it being Valentine's Day, that's obviously the reason immediately for me contacting you. The numbers of roses that go out today and that men and women receive today are absolutely stunning. Let's talk a little bit, a few numbers here, Rod.
Well, we project that over 2 million stems are going to be harvested for this season for just today alone. You know, that's an incredible amount of product when you think about that it's a plant, and that plant is growing a single stem with a single blossom on it, and it has to be cut by hand and then packed and shipped all the way to the United States of America, and then on to the flower shop, and then on to the consumer's home. And that all happens within, 48 to 72 hours time period.
Well, and that timing period is very important. And most of these roses, these 200 million roses that you're talking about, they come from South America.
Correct. We import about 70% of the roses from South America. They're coming from Colombia and Ecuador these days.
Well, that's amazing. And we're up 198 million. This fact sheet you sent me was fascinating. Roses last year. So we're up a couple million. So there's a little more romance in the air this year.
Roses never go down in popularity. For some reason, men seem to think that women always want roses, and don't get me wrong, they do, but women like to get other flowers as well.
They do. What are some other flowers that are, is it just according to the personality? If you know the woman you're giving them to, you'll know what to get?
Well, they like all kinds of flowers, not just roses. And, it could be carnations, it could be alstroemeria, it could be stock, it could be snapdragons. There are literally hundreds of varieties of different flowers out there. It's just that us guys, we're traditionally bred to think that we've got to give red roses on Valentine's Day.
There you go. I happen to be a big fan of the much maligned carnation, frankly. I just think they make me smile. I think they're happy and they smell great. They last forever and they make me smile.
That's very true. They are a great value.
They sure are. One of the things that we want to talk about, a little bit of business here, when a lot of folks are going online to order flowers, and that's a great thing, but there's a couple things you need to be sure you're watching for when you order online.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Cheryl. There sure is. And online ordering is a great way to buy flowers. You can access the florist quickly. You can see the product right on your computer screen. The only thing you really need to be aware of is the fact that there are a lot of online ordering sites that aren't really a local florist. They've popped up and they have beautiful products for sale, but they might say that they're located here in Lansing, Michigan, or Grand Rapids, or wherever you might be looking to send flowers, but they're really not. So you have to be careful of that. Otherwise, you're going to end up paying extra transfer fees and extra commission charges that you wouldn't normally have to incur if you were to call that florist directly or if you were to work with that florist's own direct website. So it's important to know who you're talking to or who you're ordering from.
Well, and that's a good point. I was going to say, how do we know that if you make a quick call once you find a number for them through the online ordering, that'll solve that for you.
Yeah, you bet. And every website will have a phone number on it. If you look for the About Us or the Contact Us button, and just click on it, and it's worth, you know, 30 seconds to make a quick call to that shop and ask them where they're located. Ask them, you know, say, hey, I'd like to stop by. And, you know, that florist won't be discouraged. They'll tell you where they are, and you'll know after speaking to them for a minute or two whether or not they are a true local florist and are able to deliver local product, or if they are, you know, one of these online gathering sites.
Well, one of the things I think is kind of nice, you know, everybody thinks that Valentine's Day is for romance, but a lot of folks are doing, kind of turning it their own way into just, you know, letting people know that you care whether or not it's romantic or not. And I kind of like that idea as well.
Well, sure. You know, men have always used it for romantic reasons, but our industry has seen a big uptick over the past few years with women buying flowers for, you know, just thinking of you on Valentine's Day. They're sending flowers to their mothers, their daughters, their sisters, their friends. You know, I sent bouquets today to my wife and to my daughter, and I got two great phone calls out of it.
Ah, see, that's worth the payback. And I loved something else in the information you sent me that I just loved. It said that almost everyone can remember the last time they received flowers, who sent them, and why. That's rather stunning, isn't it? That shows the impact.
Yeah, it really does. And that came out of some of that scientific research that was done at the college level. You know, when people were asked, you know, when the last time they received flowers, almost 100% of them could recall when they received flowers and why they received them and who sent them. And, you know, I don't know of any other gift on the planet that has that kind of an impact.
It sure doesn't. And one more quick question. Is it ever too late? What if you're looking at the clock now and it's almost 6:30 and you go, oh, I didn't get flowers today. Can you get yourself out of trouble by getting them tomorrow?
Oh, of course. Flowers are great to get out of the doghouse. You know, they work almost every time.
Well, that is great. And I love all the colors as well, you know, of roses for different meanings. You know, red is classic for love, but pink, you know, there's so many different colors in their meanings, and it's worth checking it out and researching as well.
Oh, you bet. There's, you know, pink symbolizing femininity and elegance and refinement, and yellow representing friendship and joy and caring. And then there are the beautiful lavender roses that are tied to enchantment, and they even can be meaning you're proceeding with caution.
And then orange is a fun new one. That's enthusiasm and desire.
Yeah. Who doesn't want some enthusiasm and desire?
There you go. Well, if you didn't pique our interest, it's happened now, Rod. I enjoyed talking with you so much. Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Cheryl. Same to you. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Rod Crittenden, who is Executive Vice President of the Michigan Floral Association. We'll be back with more after this.